The measles outbreak in Oklahoma is expanding. Demolition work is coming at the site of Oklahoma City's new arena. And an update to the legal fight involving Tulsa and a tribal nation. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, March 25th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma is reporting 5 new measles cases. State Impact's Jillian Taylor tells us the State Department of Health says its total of 9 reported cases are among unvaccinated individuals in northeastern Oklahoma.
As of Tuesday, Oklahoma has reported 7 confirmed measles cases and 2 probable cases. 2 cases previously reported as probable were updated to confirmed cases because they were linked to a close contact who had confirmatory measles testing. The agency says all of the cases are linked to exposure to household or extended family, and the 4 initial cases reported exposure to the measles outbreak in Texas and New Mexico, which has so far infected 370 people. Investigations into the 5 new cases found no additional public setting exposures. The State Department of Health is updating its measles website every Tuesday and Friday at noon. If any public setting exposures are identified, it will update the page immediately. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Oklahoma City leaders have approved a demolition contract for the new downtown arena. KGOU's Spencer Plato reports the demolition could start as early as this week.
City Council members approved a multi-million dollar demolition project of the building that used to be Prairie Surf Studios and the Cox Convention Center. The council received 4 bids for the project, with the lowest bid coming in at $11.5 million from the demolition company Midwest Wrecking. The demolition is making way for the new Thunder Arena downtown that must be opened by June of 2030. With the new arena, the Thunder are committed to staying in Oklahoma City for a 25-year contract. Original reporting from KOCO says demolition could begin sometime this week and is expected to be completed in September. I'm Spencer Plato.
A bill advancing in the state legislature would increase reimbursement rates for foster parents. KGOU's Hannah France reports.
Republican Representative Nick Archer's House Bill 2030 passed the House floor with a vote of 90-4 on Monday.
House Bill 2030 looks to increase foster payments across the state. That has not been increased since 2018. This increase looks to catch us up with inflation.
In a press release, Representative Archer also said the increase, an extra $5 per day per child, aims to address the state's foster family shortage and reduce instances of siblings being separated. The bill can now be heard by the Senate. I'm Hannah France.
Muskogee freedmen are joining a legal fight between the city of Tulsa and a tribal nation. Katie Hallam reports on their efforts to gain sovereignty.
Attorney and freedman advocate Demario Solomon Simmons filed a motion to intervene last week asking the court to include freedmen citizens under Muskogee Nation jurisdiction. Solomon Simmons received a traffic ticket last year on Muskogee land. He claims that under the Treaty of 1866, freedmen should be included in the case. In the past, freedmen citizens have been tried in state courts due to an interpretation of the Major Crimes Act. Muskogee citizen Eli Grayson says this interpretation is wrong.
The tribes have a fiduciary responsibility and a legal responsibility, not only on the McGirt ruling, but under the original treaty, to deal with both criminal and civil issues with freedmen.
Last week, Governor Stitt also intervened, saying neither party represents the state's interests. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.